Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, lately this year, before we do a Paracast, we read about people who are no longer among us. Now, certainly in the paranormal field, we lost Tim Beckley just a few months ago. And in the general pop culture field, just a few days ago, we lost Charlie Watts, the drummer for the Rolling Stones. He was the backbone of that band. So their beats, their rhythms all emerged from his drumsticks. And the one thing I observed about Charlie Watts is he played the drums with traditional fingering, whereas Ringo did differently. If you play drums, you'll know what I'm talking about. If not, you're not going to care. Were you a Rolling Stones fan, Phyllis Galdi?
Not so much, but my son-in-law is a major, major Stones fan, so I've been inundated with it.
I'm not a super Stones fan. I like some of their stuff. I'm more into the Beatles myself, and as a matter of fact, in terms of the Beatles, my wife is a fan of the Sirius XM Beatles channel. It's 24/7 Beatles. Now, how could you have a 24/7 radio channel about a band that broke up in 1969? There you go. Anyway, Phyllis, what we're talking to you about is Fate Magazine, of which you're the current owner and publisher and editor. And our guest co-host this week is Bob Zanotti. As for J. Randall Murphy, let's just say that he has gone on to other pursuits. He's working now more on his site to get things worked out over there, and we wish him the best. So, Bob, welcome back to the Paracast. We'll be hearing from you more often in the months to come. What have you been up to?
Staying alive, basically, and then trying to enjoy life. And thanks very much for having me back on the Paracast. It's a bit of a strange relationship we have because I'm the voice of the Paracast, you know, introducing and introing and extroing the program and doing the announcements in between. Actually, for those who don't know, you and I go back to the 1960s in New York when I used to do a weekly radio show called Coffee Klatch. And guess who was one of my regular guests on that show? A fellow by the name of Gene Steinberg from Brooklyn. And we had people like Jim Moseley, Dom Lucchesi, Jack Robinson, August C. Roberts, Bill Dott, the spiritualist minister. You know, you get the drift. And that's how you and I met. I'm speaking to you from just outside Bern, Switzerland, in the Emmental, where they make the Emmental cheese. I've been here for over 50 years, retired from Swiss Radio International. And I run a website called Switzerland in Sound, dealing with all kinds of things Swiss. And there's some paranormal stuff on there as well. But so much for the promo. I've got a big family. I've got four daughters. My oldest one is going to be 49 years old on Sunday. And it will also be our 51st wedding anniversary. We've got six grandchildren. I love nature. I go walking in the woods. We've got a dog, Sparky. A Norfolk Terrier who's on the floor snoozing away, which is what he does best. I think he's got the Nobel Prize as a sleeping dog.
We are going to let those sleeping dogs lie.
Very, very wise of you, Gene. You know, you and I have kept in contact for all of these years. We did have a break in between, but you and I have done a couple of really fun shows together, including what is now would be called a memorial to Jim Moseley and the New York group. Maybe that'll come back as a feature one of these days. But that's basically what I've been doing. As my very wise U.S.-Canadian friend Aubrey Diem used to say, life is like a roll of toilet paper. the closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. So we're trying to slow it down and using less toilet paper, no more than necessary.
Of course, in some of these discussions, you need more toilet paper, but I don't want to explain why. Phyllis, what led you, amongst all the things you could have done with your life, to publish a paranormal magazine?
Well, it started out, I worked for Llewellyn Publication, the second owner of Fate. I was one of their earlier editors, and then when they bought Fate, I wrote for the magazine and always fell in love with it. That's all I wanted to do. So finally, when the owners, Weschke, decided to sell it, I raised my hand, but me, let me buy it. So I've been in debt ever since, but I love it.
But how did you personally get involved in the paranormal, Phyllis? I mean, you know, unless you're a ruthless businesswoman, you don't get into a publication like this just for the money. There must have been a love affair involved with the paranormal. You must be a paranormal type.
Well, yes. Early on, all I cared about was science fiction and science fantasy and spooky things. I grew up in a haunted house, so otherworldly things were my companions when I was a young girl.
You actually had personal experiences with the great beyond.
When I was a small girl, I slept in a little bedroom in the farmhouse off the living room. Every night, I would see this ghost standing in my doorway, and it scared the crap out of me. I was terrified. And then when I was maybe 25, they told me, oh, your grandfather died in that room. Duh. If they would have told me, I wouldn't have been so frightened. But yes, I saw things early on.
Or maybe you would have decided you'd rather have another room?
I would jump out of bed half asleep and go crashing into my parents' bedroom and jump in bed with them. That's what I did.
Phyllis, the question begs itself or presents itself here or poses itself. If you looked into the history of the house, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is that perhaps this house had some kind of a history beside your grandfather. I mean, was he an earthbound spirit? Did it have a history of hauntings before? Did you ever follow this story up?
Not so much, but when I got old enough, we would have seances in the living room, and we would black it out, and we had some great experiences when I was older. And my mother was open to paranormal things, so they were real open-minded. They never told me ghosts don't exist. They saw things. My mother said when she was first married, there was somebody walking down the stairs, only there was no one there. So my family was pretty open about all of the paranormal. When I was young, several of them have seen UFO lights. So
they're at the same house.
Yes.
Wow, there is something. It is a locus of something there going on. I wonder what people very commonly would deduce from this with the hauntings and so on. Maybe it was an old burial ground of some kind, or maybe an old cemetery that wasn't properly cleansed, spiritually speaking. It would be interesting to look into that, to find the history of it.
Well, we found a lot of Indian bones up in the pasture right across the river.
There you go.
When you have a river, you have strange energies occurring.
Mm-hmm. I loved your story about the seances. It reminds me of Charlie Chan. I'm a great Charlie Chan fan. The old ones, of course. Sidney Toler and Werner Olin. And I think Charlie Chan's Secret. I love that. It was so big in the 60s, or rather the 30s. Everybody would sit, you know, around these stern-looking people around the round table, and darkness, and trumpets would fly around and all of that. Did you go that far, or is that purely Hollywood?
Well, no, I went to several spiritualist camps, and we had a trumpet in the room, but nothing ever happened. We did have occurrences when we would hold seances. One of my daughter's friends was almost pulled across the table.
Hey, we got to do our break here. Phyllis Galdi is the editor and publisher of Fate magazine. We're discussing her early history in the paranormal. Our guest co-host this week is the one, the only, Bob Sinati, also our staff announcer. So it's Gene, Bob, and Phyllis. It means you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Bob Zanotti does not need an echo chamber to do that, because he is a built-in echo chamber, having been a broadcaster for 379 years.
At least.
Phyllis, let's get back to this here. So obviously you have a history that led you to an interest in the paranormal. What were you doing before you took the job at Llewellyn then?
I was a school teacher.
And what did you teach?
English.
So does my daughter.
So maybe your daughter is going to want to be the next owner of Fate magazine, Bob?
No, I think she has other preoccupations.
So what led you, an English teacher, Phyllis Galdi, to take a job at Llewellyn?
Well, it's a long story, but one time my father and I were in Minneapolis and on our way down to Des Moines, Iowa to visit family, and I was just bored looking through the phone book. I would always look through the phone book for anything astrology or metaphysical or paranormal, and my hand, I swear, the page opened up to Llewellyn, and my finger of its own volition pointed on there, oh, I think I'll call them and ask for a job. I had quit teaching at that point, and it was crazy. And so I called them and asked for if they were hiring, and later on they called me, and the rest is history.
What did you do at Llewellyn?
I was an editor, proofreading and editing for several years. I started there in 1985, and then in 2001, after they had purchased Fate magazine, and they were going to kill it. Because they weren't making any money on it. They were going to say, no, so it's me.
Well, we're by coincidence here. The three of us are all journalists, and Gene and I are old-time broadcasters. And we know how things work in the editorial room and in newspapers and magazines and radio stations. And there's one thing from that point of view that interests me a lot. As the editor, I mean, editor-in-chief, in effect, you have to sift through a lot of stuff. You get people offering material. You get people wanting to be connected with the magazine in some way. How do you go about that triage of finding out, you know, separating the sheep from the goats, the charlatans from stuff which is, in your estimation, worthy of note?
Well, I like to think I had a fairly good crap detector, like Hemingway said.
Okay.
So, yes, I guess you learn that the crazies come out of the woodwork. I remember they would come and sit in the entryway to the office there wanting to talk to me. And when I did Fate out of my home for a while in Minnesota, they would come and park in our cul-de-sac and just sit there because they wanted to give me their manuscript.
What kind of manuscripts? I mean, what genre of the paranormal? Are we talking UFOs or spiritualists or people, cryptozoologists? How would you categorize these, shall we say, special people in terms of their field of interest?
All of it. Fate covers all aspects of the paranormal. What other subject matter? We've probably written an article on it and studied it and researched it.
You know, as an editor, you have to make it's not an easy job. I've worked as an editor, and when you're weighing up the merits of something, in your particular case, you're running a commercial enterprise. You're running a magazine that has to make some money, or at least cover its cost. So commercial considerations are definitely there. On the other hand, as I think we've all come to see or hear from you, you are sincerely, personally involved in this great paranormal field. How generous are you in giving questionable claims and material exposure in the magazine? What is your basis of selection?
Well, when I taught school, I would give my students two grades when they would write compositions. I would give them a grade for their creativity, and then I would give them another grade for the grammar, because they might have a great idea, but their grammar was crap. But I didn't want to give them a bad grade if they had a really cool idea. And I kind of look at the Fate articles with the same way, if it's credible. If it's a personal experience, that gives it more credibility than to being some armchair enthusiast.
Mm-hmm. So you're not gullible, let's put it that way, but you are critical. You have a kind of a sixth sense, as a good editor would have, separating the sheep from the goats. But you are generous when it comes to the selection.
Yes, that is correct.
The other question would be, have you been fooled at any time where you publish a story in good faith, it seems credible, and you learn later, wait a minute, it wasn't?
I personally have not had that experience. I think maybe the previous editors did when Llewellyn owned Fate, but I've been really fortunate. We have so much to choose from. There is another thing that sometimes you get chills when you read an article. It is so touching, so moving, so heartfelt that it's like, it's got to be right.
Going back in the past here, and this is something where you have a magazine that can be traced back to 1948. Can you give our listeners, and we'll have to break in a moment here, but we can continue, and that is give our listeners a brief history of Fate magazine starting in 1948?
Well, it started in 1948 with Kenneth Arnold's sightings of the flying discs and covered. It was probably the only game in town, the only nonfiction. There were a lot of pulp magazines, but Fate dealt with all kinds of paranormal things and quoted from famous authors.
Uh-huh. But obviously the founders of Fate magazine, Kurt Fuller worked for a scientific magazine. What was it, Aviation Week or something like that, one of those magazines. And Ray Palmer was editor of a science fiction magazine. How did that combination get together?
You know, I don't exactly remember. I'll have to do a little story review of that. I actually have a tape of an interview with Ray Palmer. That's fascinating.
I wish I had the interview I did with Ray Palmer. I interviewed him in 1965, where we all went up to his place in Amherst, Wisconsin. It was fun to find, but it was a kind of town where you say, where does Ray Palmer live at the local service station? And they knew. That's how small a town it was. And it was just a fascinating guy. And later on in the 80s, I interviewed Kurt and Mary Fuller. And they were just this great couple. Did you know them at all?
Only talking to them on the phone.
And when we did this interview, it was, their timing was fabulous. They just basically feed thoughts and suggestions back and forth. It was amazing. Phyllis Galdi of Fate with Gene and with Bob. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has told Americans at the city's airport to leave immediately after a credible threat of an attack. The security alert issued on Saturday night said all U.S. citizens in the vicinity of the airport should leave the area and avoid all airport gates. The alert coming after President Biden said earlier on Saturday that he'd been told another attack on the airport was highly likely in the next day or two. Details on the exact nature of the specific and credible threat were not available. And officials in southern Louisiana are urging residents to evacuate as Hurricane Ida bears down on the Gulf Coast. New Orleans' mayor has advised residents to evacuate as several parishes have issued mandatory evacuation orders. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Saturday that Ida has the potential to be one of the strongest storms to ever hit his state. He's also mobilized more than 4,000 members of the Louisiana National Guard, with another 5,000 ready to be called into action if needed. Ida could strengthen into a Category 4 storm before it makes landfall on Sunday. This is USA Radio News. Evacuees are still being flown out of Afghanistan as the deadline for the U.S. withdrawal approaches. The State Department estimates there are about 350 Americans still remaining in the country, with at least 5,400 Americans having been evacuated from Afghanistan since the beginning of the operation. But some lawmakers still want more time ahead of Tuesday's deadline. Representative Rob Whitman says that the U.S. should leave Afghanistan only after all Americans are out. The Virginia Republican tells Fox News that the Taliban should not dictate our timeline.
There are still Americans that need to be evacuated. Secondly, is that there's still significant risk to our military members on the ground. And we are still facing a deadline that the president refuses to move. I believe the deadline needs to be extended. I don't think we should be at the mercy of the Taliban telling us when to get out. This needs to be about a single purpose and a single purpose only, and that is getting every American out of Afghanistan. And we should not have the timeline dictated to us by the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Bob Zanotti is our guest co-host. We have Phyllis Galdi of Fate Magazine joining us, and we're discussing briefly the history of the magazine and how it got from there to here. And looking at the current issues, are you still on the newsstand or strictly digital?
No, we are not on the newsstand. We are a subscription and single issue. We are in print and online, both.
Are there even newsstand magazines anymore?
I don't think there's too many.
This is one of the great things about Fate magazine. It can almost do a play on words here. Fate. The fate of Fate magazine has been very positive. You're an incredible survivor, 1948. And you mentioned before that you still deal, you're very generous, a whole palette of paranormal subjects. Is from what you've told me, or what you've told us, there isn't anything you're not prepared to touch if you think there's a modicum of interest in it. But is it possible, Phyllis, to look over the evolution of the magazine over all those years and see how it may have changed? You started with UFOs. Where is it today? Can you sort of qualify or quantify the specific areas of interest that are most popular today as compared to years ago?
I think number one is still UFOs. Second is probably life after death and cryptozoology.
Well, that really hasn't changed much. It really hasn't changed much then.
And I'm not allowed to change it. The readers complain like heck if you have too much of one subject in an issue. You know, where's the ghost stories? Where's the Bigfoot stories? So I kind of have to spread it out to cover everything.
Well, based on what you just said now, I get the impression that perhaps therein lies the attraction of the magazine. It's covering really two groups of people. Those who are looking for good old-fashioned scary stories, and the others who are serious researchers, people interested in the field who want to learn the latest stuff. Is that a fair estimation of your audience?
Yes, definitely. And they don't want faint to change. If it goes one way or the other, we get complaints. They really let us know what they like about the magazine. And they feel it's their magazine. I am just a steward.
I have to ask you one thing. It's not a pet subject of mine, but I don't hear much anymore about the Darrows, this race of people living underground, these nasty people. And they were very, very big. Wasn't it Ray Palmer who first, Richard Shaver was the origin of the story, but I think Ray Palmer, correct me if I'm wrong, either of you, but it first came out in Fate magazine.
No, it didn't. It came out in Amazing Stories.
Amazing Stories. You got
right.
It.
Right. And what happened is not more than a couple of years after the Fullers and Palmer founded Fate magazine, Palmer sold his interest and moved his publishing operations to Wisconsin, ultimately, and had his own Fate magazine knockoff called Search, and also Flying Saucers magazine. So he continued to publish Shaver until there was a falling out between Shaver and Palmer, and also the UFO stuff. But I don't recall that Fate did much with Shaver Mystery. Do you know? You obviously have access to all the old issues, Phyllis. Did they?
Not too much. A few years ago, Doug Skinner, who is the leading expert on the Darrows now, he did an article for us. I'm sure if I asked him, he would do some more research. But other than that, it's been kind of a quiet subject.
I'm a little surprised about that, Phyllis, because we hear so many stories about Antarctica. Commander Byrd, Admiral Byrd, you know, and all of this, and claims that underground caverns and you know, all of this sort of story. And it seems to really go hand in hand with these old Darrow stories. I'm surprised there is not more interest in the Darrows in that respect.
Maybe you should write an article for us, Bob.
I'll tell you, we could combine spiritualism with one of the experts on the Darrows, and that is the late friend, mutual friend of Gene and myself, and that is John J. Robinson, Jack Robinson, who used to live in Jersey City, New Jersey, another regular on my show back in the 60s. And he really knew the Darrows story and the Tarrows, the counteracting force, the good guys, the Darrows, the bad guys, and the Tarrows, the good guys. We should have a seance with him. Perhaps we could arrange it here on the Paracast.
Bob, we've never done a seance. This might be something.
Okay, there you go. I'll send you my bill.
I will, and I'll send it to somebody else. I'll find somebody named Bill to send
You'll
it
send
to.
Send it back to me.
Seriously, Phyllis, the longevity of Fate magazine, a magazine that owes its continued existence for, 73 years now. How do you do it?
It answers a need for many, many people. It's kind of like their alternative to the Bible. They tell me they can't get along without their magazine. It's the only thing they read, the only thing they subscribe to. I think it helps their consciousness. There's security of seeing life after death. Many, many stories. That's the most popular part of the magazine. My proof of survival and true mystic experiences. It's a people's magazine.
I'm not sure we asked this question, but I wanted to get a bit personal about this and ask you, of all the subjects that you know about, and you know them all, your personal pick, your personal passion in the paranormal, what would that be?
That is a hard question to ask. I guess I've had a lot of personal paranormal experience. I've seen many, many different kinds of being. Life after death, when people die, they usually show up physically to me. But I suppose the UFO is very interesting. Probably UFO stuff. I've seen aliens.
Mm-hmm. In the area which is not really paranormal anymore, it's becoming mainstream science, the aura. Do you read auras?
No, not really. I read palms. I have seen auras on people on occasion, but it's more of a sense of good and bad and troubled.
I once reported for Swiss Radio International on a paranormal conference. It used to happen every year in Basel in northern Switzerland on the border with France and Germany. And they had some people there who were quite up on auras. And apparently, for those interested in technology, they even have special filters that you can put on cameras to actually photograph the auras. And what's very interesting is that the color of the aura, and I saw many of these pictures, I had my own taken as well. And for example, red for passion, green for envy. This is the origin, apparently, of these folk expressions. He's green with envy, or, you know, red with passion, red the color of passion, yellow, a color of sickliness, and gray, people who are very sick and near death are gray, or even black auras. There seems to be a lot in this. Have you done much about the auras in Fate magazine?
Yes, they used to sell aura goggles, I think, way in the past, but many conferences, metaphysical, UFO, paranormal conferences I've been to, they have exhibitors there with aura cameras where you can get your aura taken for $25. So it's getting more accepted, commonplace.
I'm going to ask you more about auras in our next segment. Phyllis Galdi of Fate Magazine with Gene and with Bob. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
See, Bob is getting more and more eccentric each time. By the time we get to segment number 11, Bob will be flying with echoes and weird sounds. Phyllis Galdi, publisher of Fate Magazine. And of course, we've been discussing case histories, different paranormal subjects. The magazine, and the magazine can last this long and still be successful. In terms of the readership, Phyllis, is it a lot of the people who have just stuck with the magazine all these years, or are younger people finding out about it?
There's two distinct groups of Fate readers. It's the new people that are much more techie, and we have a pretty viable website, and they're on all discussions and information in there. But then we have the old school who don't even have a computer, but they want their print magazine. So there's two different audiences.
I have to jump in here about this subject of high-tech gadgets. I would put it that way. We know that there's been an evolution in research. I have a problem with that word. A lot of it is not research, but investigation, I suppose, is a safer word, into the paranormal. You know, ever since Ghostbusters, I think this has really been a disaster for serious paranormal investigation. Everything today seems to be with high technology. We have gadgets that record voices from the spirit world. I'm a radio ham, so I know technology, and I still can't figure this out, how you can record a physical sound coming from the ghost world. And then, of course, the Ghostbusters with their gadgets and all of this. You know, you go back quite a ways. I don't mean to imply that you're a lady of a certain age, as the French say, but you've seen a lot of this development. How do you feel personally about the advent of this high technology in what used to be considered a very serious, very deep, almost spiritual subject? Do the two of them mix?
Well, unfortunately, I think our society is very materialistic and non-spiritual. So I decry that.
Yeah. I think we've got to the point where we think everything can be fixed with technology. I remember an interview I did many years ago talking about Americans and high technology. Now, nobody get excited. I'm not picking on Americans. We were talking about the development of technology and its impact on society. And this was a researcher, a scientist, you know, a psychologist. And we were talking about high technology and its impact on society. And he said, when it comes to high technology, giving new technology to an American is like putting a case of gin outside the office or the meeting room of Alcoholics Anonymous. It seems that American society has become absolutely bonkers, as the British say, over high technology. I'm personally more conservative. I think I'm, the three of us probably are in more, I'm guessing, but I think we're more of that vintage of the more traditional approach to these things. Less gadgets and more spirituality. I think that's your message, Phyllis, or did I understand you correctly?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. I got one more, Jean, before, you know, I'd like to follow up something about UFOs, because Phyllis says that UFOs are probably still number one. And you've seen all of this stuff coming into your desk. You have your own opinion. You're extremely experienced in this field. I have to ask you your opinion about the origin of UFOs. Highly controversial today. But what is your own take on this, Phyllis? Where do they come from? What are they?
Well, my personal opinion is that I think the extraterrestrials seeded people here millions of years ago. Remember 2001 Space Odyssey? When,
right.
When the cave people touched the obelisk and all of a sudden they got smart.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's many other worlds besides Earth that we're just a small, warlike planet.
Yeah, I personally think you're right on there. And I also speculate further that perhaps this is the origin of what we loosely term religion today and God. You know, nobody is quite clear about what God is. There's that great force, you know, with all kinds of words and euphemisms and everything else. But it, could it be, I'm just speculating rhetorically, could it be that what is popularly referred to as God or the Creator actually are the ETs who came here God knows when, and created us, and, you know, there's so many theories related to this, that Earth is really the Ark of the Bible, that that we're a zoo, you know all of these theories. We could spend all night, the whole show, just talking about those theories, but it's really fascinating, and no wonder that UFOs still evoke such interest among the public and certainly your readership.
And your question is, I mean, I agree with you.
No, it was just a comment, that's all. It was a, okay. It started off as an agreement with you and then developed into a couple of thoughts along the way.
Let me throw something in here for further discussion, Bob and Phyllis. Okay, a Gallup poll released in July, based on a poll conducted in July, just released probably a few days ago. And the question is here, what are UFOs? Where do they come from? And here's the theory. Now, bear in mind, this probably is within the range it's always been when they've taken polls of UFO belief systems. This is Gallup's version. And it says, number one, that as of 2019, 33% of the people felt some have been alien spacecraft. That's the actual quote. In July of this year, it's 41%, 8 points higher. The second explanation, all explained by human activity, natural phenomenon. It was 60% in 2019. It's now 50%. So a higher percentage of people believe in the possibility of spaceships. And a small number have no opinion. Now, I've seen surveys over the years, guys, where you get numbers like that. A third to a half of the population believes that UFOs are spaceships. Now, is all this recent publicity enough to have signaled this increase in beliefs? What do you think, Phyllis?
Well, I think people are waking up. My gosh, I mean, there's tons and tons of sightings and spaceships and experiences. How can you not accept that there might be something out there?
I wonder, Phyllis, this Paracast is very much North American oriented, but of course it's worldwide on the internet. But I wonder how much being over here in Europe, we don't hear so much about UFOs and the paranormal, it seems to me. In Britain, yes, but of course they're very much plugged into American culture. Do you get much input or much interest in the magazine and the paranormal from Europe or anywhere else in the world outside the U.S., for example?
Well, we do have subscribers all over the world, Japan, Singapore. I don't think so much in South America, but they have a lot of paranormal experiences in South America, and they see creatures all the time, it seems like, but it's worldwide.
Do you find belief systems with regard to paranormal subjects are different in different countries?
Well, I think, what shall we say, native people have a closer affinity with the earth, and it's easier for them to accept a ghost or a spirit. Most of the civilizations, the early ones, have their firm beliefs about ghosts and spirits and shamans interceding, and we've become so technologically oriented and scientific that we don't want to think about those things in this country, unfortunately.
Also, we lost, speaking of doubling and tripling, we lost Don Everly, one of the best harmony singers in the world, very recently. And on a more pleasant note, for our September 5th episode of the PowerCast, that's the next episode, we will feature Jacques Vallée on the show. It's been a few years since he's been on. He's got a lot to tell us, so we definitely are welcoming him. As our guest co-host for that week, we'll have Kurt Collins. He runs the Blue Blurry Lines website. Jacques Vallée coming up September 5th. Phyllis Scaldi, publisher-editor of Fate Magazine, Bob Zanotti, our staff announcer and guest co-host, with Gene and with Bob. You're in
the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire PowerCast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the PowerCast. After the PowerCast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the PowerCast Plus. With After the PowerCast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the PowerCast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with PowerCast guests. With PowerCast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the PowerCast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.